Digest Radio.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m. And at 8:03, my brain exploded.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Julia Child.
Meaty.
Everything from hamburgers and pork chops to a flaming beef tenderloin.
Zesty and full of flavor.
Cover that and let it steep very slowly for 5 minutes.
This is your strategic stop for business and marketing brilliance.
There it is on its nicely brown bottom. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to turn it again in an hour.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Strategist Radio 602 on the West Coast, crystal clear digital stereo, Strategist Radio Live for your Tuesday. Welcome to your 26th day of May 2015. Helen Keller once said, keep your face to the sunshine and you can't see your shadow. And Willie Nelson once said, once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. Today on the program, marketing strategy. Now that we're back from our Memorial Day weekend, I hope you had a good one. Talk about the future of marketing today, a three-year outlook. Prepare for that. A lot to be shared on this morning's program. Also, we'll talk about business strategy, 12 signs that make you an amazing leader. Mike Rowe will check in from Dirty Jobs. How to be successful and not to fear the dirty work. And also, we'll check in with Entrepreneur talking about how and when to give advice. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for your Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Did you get a chance to get out and relax a little bit, just kind of chill and keep it safe, right? We're going to go out and party, but we're going to do it responsibly. Glad to have you back this morning. A lot on tap for this week. Glad to be back with you. Let's just get right into things today because we have a lot to talk about in 30 minutes. We do this Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. If you're new to the program, we're 13 years into Strategist Radio Live, and you can get all the details for free. Help yourself on the hub at tjmarino.com. Let's first talk a little bit about the leadership aspect. What are the things that you can do in today's economy, business economy, not only within your organization, but how your organization works with others, stakeholders within the organizations? Maybe it's vendors and suppliers. Maybe it's your customers, prospects. How do you lead? I mean, do you have to have a good reputation as a boss? You do, but you're the boss. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be synonymous with a bad guy, and you shouldn't be, because horrible bosses aren't the most effective ones. You can be a leader your employees like, respect and trust, and also one that gets the job done. So let's talk about some attributes of an effective leader, leaving the ego at the door and thinking about how we can accomplish the common good for all those who we may influence. That's really a blessing when we have the core competency, the talents, the gifts of being able to be called leader, but you also have to earn respect. Okay? Here's some basics, 12 basics. Number one, you got to smile. I mean, how many times have you heard someone say, he's a great leader, she's a great leader, but she's in a bad mood all the time? Zero. Great leaders know that you can't inspire action if you're a miserable person to be around. Great leaders infuse realistic optimism and charisma into the mix. You need to be able to sell. Although the approach is slightly different than it would be for a potential customer, a good leader is constantly selling their staff on company vision, the mission, ideals, projects, goals, objectives. So it's imperative that your stakeholders believe in the principles of the business so that they can exude themselves for the best output possible. Good leaders reflect. It's important to get out of the day-to-day and think about what you learned at a high level. In fact, Warren Buffett spends 30 to 60 minutes a day just sitting back and just reflecting. Come back and reflect on what you'll do differently and what the learnings are for applications of tomorrow. Powerful leaders have casual conversations too. It shouldn't feel like a formal address every time you speak. Effective leaders succeed at being more human. They make an emotional connection with people in the room and build empathy to bring people together. People respond to human beings, and great leaders know how to get people out of their own heads and in touch with their hearts. Effective leaders ask good questions. Learning how to ask thoughtful, engaging questions is essential to be an effective leader. Leverage a breadth of knowledge and fine-tune your pattern recognition to ask those better questions. Listen to hear not only the words, but the emotion behind them from others. Dig in to understand what people really mean. I do the clarification and confirming. Clarify what I think I'm hearing. Because I want to evolve. I want to make sure I know what it's going to take to help achieve the goal, solve the problem, and satisfy the need. And sometimes we've got to dig in to what people really mean and know that sometimes you just can't stop there rather than feel the need to add anything on your own. So you want to confirm, you want to digest, you want to reflect, and then you want to respond, asking those good questions. Effective leaders act on constructive feedback. Remember, we check the ego at the door. It's for the common good, for social change. I mean, the best way to improve is to learn about what you could do better. Give your stakeholders, vendors, suppliers, customers, the chance to offer honest, constructive feedback about your leadership in an offline format. I mean, it's hard to criticize a leader when he or she is in the same room, both anonymously and, if they choose, on the record. Then let your defenses down. Really internalize their comments and then consider taking the steps to improve. Effective leaders read. Thought leadership is the type of leadership that I strive to achieve. That and transformational leadership. That and the various different leadership styles, depending upon your leadership. But you've got to always be learning. And the best way to become a thought leader is to read voraciously. Whether I'm reading the latest book on marketing or strategy or competition or statistics, I'm reading blogs, I'm reading books, I'm looking at the work of the scholars and journals, I try to learn at least one new thing a day. Another added benefit of reading frequently is that it makes you a better writer too, and this strengthens your thought leadership as well. Effective leaders inspire. Inspire us to become better versions of ourselves. They share with us our importance and value in the organization. When faced with challenges, we're reminded of our unique contributions and abilities. And through this awareness, we strive to do better. Effective leaders learn to focus. And I have to really self-talk myself with this one. As entrepreneurs, we all want to hit the next shiny object, right? There are ample opportunities flying all around us. But the most effective thing you can do is to say no and focus on what really matters. Be the laser beam instead of the shotgun. How do you do this? Self-talk. Be purposeful with your goals and your vision, and continually remind yourself of these each day. Sticky notes, whatever it takes. Effective leaders recognize the danger of indecision. The most effective leaders recognize that they do not have the time to get all the facts straight for the dozens of the decisions that they have to make each and every day. Instead, they need to gather just enough information to make sound decisions. Some of those decisions will be wrong, but it's better to learn from those mistakes and try again than to become immobilized by indecision, leading by the analysis paralysis approach. Effective leaders are constantly out to embrace diversity, constantly meeting diverse people. Great leaders are open to everything and attached to nothing. Great leaders are influenced by the best traits other people have to offer. Leaders who spend time with those outside of their own demographic gain the opportunity to learn from people with different values and beliefs. This gives them a competitive edge over others that simply surround themselves with like-minded individuals. That's not always going to work, because you need to think outside the box. You need to be open to others in order to grow. And finally, you've got to be a great listener. The most effective leaders truly understand the challenges faced by the opportunities available to those around them. In order to lead most effectively, you must listen carefully to each individual that you come in contact with, to be open, to be honest, and do it in a welcoming fashion. The more you listen and the more appropriately you respond with action, the more that you will gain the trust and loyalty of those who you lead.
Strategist Radio.
I want to thank our friends at Success for passing that along this morning. Appreciate it a lot. If you've got something you'd like to share on Strategist Radio Live, let me know. Send me an email to support@tjmarino.com. Share your victories. Share your ideas. Share your pitfalls. Bring it to the story. We'll share it with our global audience, serving out over 120 countries. support@tjmarino.com. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. You're probably familiar with him. Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs. Well, to be successful, Mike says you don't want to fear the dirty work, right? When it comes to starting a business or building a career, you don't have to buy into the Silicon Valley hype, as Mike puts it. Mike shares some ways to be successful by not getting your hands a little dirty.
The biggest enemy to entrepreneurship today is the traditional notion of entrepreneurship. It's the idea of what a successful entrepreneur looks like. Training people for jobs that actually exist is a concept that I believe most reasonable people could get behind. And yet, it's a tough sell, because if the job exists, other questions are begged, such as, why does it exist? Is it because nobody wants it? If nobody wants it, I don't want it. All comes back to PR. Why are these jobs presented so often in ways that are ultimately discouraging? Why does every plumber on TV weigh 300 pounds and have a giant butt crack? Why? I mean, some of them do, most of them do not. So much emphasis, so much attention is paid to Silicon Valley and the big biographies that sell and the classic entrepreneurs who've done amazing things. And it's all wonderful, but it's also overwhelming. It's hard to relate to these big, giant, epic stories. I call it a micro-macro sort of approach. The macroeconomic conversation is essentially Steve Jobs, etc. The micro-entrepreneurial conversation is far more modest. It's the story of a guy who learned a trade, a plumber, an electrician, steam fitter, pipe fitter, and prospered at it, protected his own margin, and realized the only way to grow was to hire someone else and get another van. And so it goes. It's unusual to hear stories of entrepreneurship that start truly in the dirt. And that's odd, because most of them do. The business of confronting the stereotypes as they exist today in the workforce goes right to the heart of answering the question, what does a good job mean in 2015? The definition of a good job, I think, is one of the great questions of our time, honestly, because it's so fungible. There's a conversation going on in the country that is informed almost entirely by that question. Because you can't talk about what a good job is without talking about what the right education for the job is. You got a lot of people pursuing one specific type of education and going deeply in debt to get it. That would be bad if that was all there was to it, but there's so much more to it. There's a skills gap. 2.5 million jobs right now that don't require a four-year degree. They require training. These are good jobs, but because we haven't determined what a good job is, we can't really say that without creating a whole bunch of definitional confusion. So forget whether the job is good or not. Think in terms of whether it exists.
Strategist Radio.
Happy Tuesday morning. Welcome back from the holiday weekend. About 16 past 6 here in the AM on the West Coast. Broadcasting live. You and I having a chit-chat Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 AM Pacific time. Today, no exception. Coming up this week on the Strategist Radio, since we're going to be here anyway, we might as well talk about something that is meaningful. Tomorrow on the program, for our Wednesday edition of The Strategist, we'll talk about the entrepreneur strategy, how to expertly think, problem solve, and innovate. On Thursday this week, marketing strategy. We'll take a look at the archetype of an awesome brand, and we'll round out this week, our final week of May 2015, as the kids are getting ready to get ready for school's out. Izzy's going to be out of school in 3 weeks. Wow. Vacation time. Welcome summer. On Friday, we'll round out this week's book marketing strategy, 5 steps to a successful book launch. All ahead this week on Strategist Radio Live, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Check out the hub. Get all the details. If you miss any portion of the live airings each and every day, we turn the program into a podcast shortly after each live airing, and it's made available to you for free by visiting the hub at tjmarino.com. I want to just say good morning to some of our Inner Circle members, you know, that have just been around for so long, just great friends, and I love you so much, and I appreciate it. It's what gets me out of bed in the morning to do this show with you, because it's, you know, I go out, I get my degree, I get my MBA, working on my doctorate, I get to run an amazing consulting firm on a global scale, I get to work with amazing influencers. Some are startups. I mean, it's not always the Fortune 100 company clients that really float my boat. I like to hear new ideas. I like to see people that have been told, you can't do that, and they push in anyway. And then watch them go. I love that. Good morning to Karen, Dina, Sabrina. Good morning to Kristen. Hello to Charlotte, Grady. Good morning to you. He's young. He's like not even 15 yet already with the entrepreneur attitude. Along with Dante Savage. He's like 13 years old, not even yet 13, and he's already published 2 books. His parents are amazing, Sean and Dr. Caroline Savage. Great to have you listening to the program each and every day, buddy, and mom and dad. Joe, out in Rome, Italy, good morning to you. Preston, how you doing? Denise, Diane, Alina, good morning to Den. Dartha, hello to Tina. Lynn, good morning. Frankie, Pam, Tiffany, Julie, Leanne, Harry, Bonnie. Good morning to Stephanie. Hello to Virginia. Good morning to Denise. Hello to Sylvie, Becky, Bill. How are you, my friend? Kalara, Rita, amazing attorney, Tina Willis. Chuck, good morning to you. Patricia, Erica, and if I've missed you, like my friends over at Rackspace, Joseph and the crew there, BMW USA, Amazon, Bezos and the bunch there, Random House, the Avon Company, Mars Wrigley in Chicago, and our hardworking friends at Costco in Kirkland, Washington. Good morning, and thanks for being a great friend. Appreciate you a lot. All right.
Yeah! Yeah.
little love there. Let's talk now about giving advice. We all want to give advice, right? We all want people to be listening to us. We have the empathy thing, the sympathy thing, and we want to help. But sometimes when we give advice, it can hurt. Here's the lowdown on helping other people's problems, courtesy of our friends at Entrepreneur. See what you think.
When asked to offer advice, first, do not offer advice. Instead, listen, and then listen some more. When the advice seeker has stopped talking, continue to listen. You're not doing it right unless it's awkward. You're listening for clues that will help you know if you're the right person to be giving advice, because you might not be, in which case you should point out someone who is, which is very good advice. Don't tell the advice seeker what to do. Being direct is not a virtue. Instead, ask questions, not only to help you understand the problem, but to help them understand the problem. The problem might not be a problem at all. It might be a mere situation. Could be just a condition. Maybe it's only a thing. A thing does not require advice. If you deem the situation advice worthy and yourself mentor worthy, then speak energetically. Motivate as much as you direct and instruct. Use motivating language like, "You're not the first person who's had this dilemma," and "The problem is not as complicated as you think," and "I can't wait to find out what you decided." Avoid negative language like, "I was once like you," "This is important because," or "Sorry, I nodded off. I was sleep listening."
Strategist Radio.
Inner Circle membership is absolutely free. I'd like to get to know you better, be able to share what you do with the rest of my Inner Circle friends, my influencers. Let me know, pop over, opt in, take you about 10 seconds. Send out the newsletters every Sunday. Talk about the upcoming week. All you got to do is visit the hub, tjmarino.com. Love to have you on board. Marketing strategy, the future of marketing, a three-year outlook. You know, there's a lot of jack out there on the internet. Everybody is a Reader's Digest marketer because they read a couple of blog posts. They self-published a book over on CreateSpace. And I don't want to take any credit away from that. But there's so much more to marketing. The face, complexion, shape in the economy of mainstream marketing strategy is ever evolving. It's ever shifting and perpetually redefining itself on a global scale every day, sometimes second by second. In fact, a significant shift is taking place right now. That shift is how the consumers are now designing and developing the products and services of tomorrow. That's right. We'll talk about that in a second. This consumer-controlled shift has caused marketing firms to reevaluate how to best interact and collaborate with potential buyers and current customers. Now, understanding the future of marketing over the course of the next 3 years will notably help you, the entrepreneur, to be postured ahead of the global marketing curve. What worked yesterday relative to marketing strategy will soon become measurably and profitably obsolete. What's going on? Well, here's the deal. We got Generation Y-ers right now, and we got Generation X-ers that are on tap. We got baby boomers. You got Gen X, Gen Y, and Gen Z. If you think millennials are changing things, the Generation Y, the Gen Y-ers, wait until Gen Z exerts its will on the world. Who are these people? Well, these digital natives and millennials are born roughly between 1981 through early 2000, and they refuse to play by the rules established in the generations preceding them. That's why I talk about what worked yesterday can work for very much longer. Brand managers still have to learn how to persuade them to buy products, use services, and enjoy experiences or download apps in a whole different mindset. Marketers have to develop approaches to engage these customers. And a few clues for what to do have emerged. First of all, social media. That's in its infancy. And digital natives will use breakthrough communication technologies to move into adolescence. For instance, although Facebook and Twitter might not even exist in a decade, communication among groups of like-minded friends certainly will, as will communication among people with similar goals and interests. High school and college students already set up their own private social media platforms to avoid parents' prying eyes. And all media consumption will eventually be on demand, with the customer dictating the terms and perhaps helping to write the story. Of course, this means marketers will have to embrace a dramatic shift, a loss of control. A lot of times you're being told for so many years, well, you create the product the way you think they want it, and then you deliver it to them. Big data has changed all that. Big data now tells us that we have to listen to the consumers. The Burger King got it right. Well, at least with their slogan, having it your way. You're going to have to find out what they want, your target audience, demographic, psychographic, geographic, behavioral attributes of a specific group or even segment of that group. And then you're going to build to suit to achieve the goal. You got to know what the goal is. To solve the problem, you got to know what the problem is. And to satisfy the need, you need to know what their need is. So here are some things to consider for the future. You got to give away control. You're going to need to share information. You're going to need to invite input and scrutiny, and that's tough. You need to align your mission with action. You're going to have to be trustworthy. You're going to have to make customers feel their choices have purpose and meaning. You're going to have to hyper-personalize service. You're going to have to be improving the world. There's corporate social responsibility. That means you're going to need to focus on alignment, which is ensuring that your organization's missions, goals, and procedures and communications are consistent and harmonious. You're going to need to have a clear purpose. You're going to need to make sure that you're positioning your product or service in the very specific niche locations. You're going to have to understand where you can maintain control and where you're going to have to let her go. Identifying areas where the company can give away control, which is meaning inviting customers to submit ideas for new designs. Maybe it's flavors or products. Or create a committee to act on one customer submitted idea a month. Whatever the process is, you got to consider the control factor. And then you have to expect this. This is the key. It's called disruption. You have to embrace change. You have to become a change agent in the future. And that's actually, future is now, kids. It's right now. We've already been at it. Innovation is huge. In studying under Harvard, I'm telling you right now, that's what it's all about, is being innovative, expecting disruptions, anticipating, embracing it. You have no other choice. Okay? Those that are change averse are going to get their fannies kicked. And that, I don't want to be you. All right? Some high-level ideas today. A lot more coming this week. I'll try to give you as much as I can Monday through Friday without over-fire-hosing. Not that you're a dummy. It's just that you've got so much going on like I do. 30 minutes, we're in, we're out. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your Tuesday. Glad to see you back after the holiday. Tomorrow for our Wednesday, it's Entrepreneur Strategy, how to expertly think, problem-solve, and here comes that word, and innovate. Tomorrow on the program, I love you. God bless you. Go out and love somebody, and thanks for being my friend. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.